The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kovi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiasts, and welcome to another episode of the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio. We are here with the sodium episode. It's very salty. Mm-hmm. Well,
no, I'm just kidding. All the salt.
I had a really good sodium joke, but nah, you wouldn't get it.
And that is a very Mitch Hedberg-esque kind of joke. We were just talking about some of our favorite comedians, and we all agreed that Mitch Hedberg is of legendary status, and we were rattling off some of our favorite dry one-liners of Mitch Hedberg. maybe we'll have Mitch Hedberg joke sections added into the show. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be great.
But yeah, we're the sodium episode, and what we're going to do with this episode, I don't know why, I just thought sodium sci-fi. And we had a question in our live stream, that is the episode that aired recently, from Benjamin's sister, and she asked us which sci-fi movie we found most scientifically accurate. And so we decided we would explore this concept further, but look at like documentaries and science fiction TV and film and what ones are also like completely not accurate, if I'm not mistaken, is the order that we wanted to go in.
The so, good, the bad, and the quirky.
The good, the bad, and the adorable. And before we get into this, someone told me that there's always an expert on set. And I have a hard time believing that for movies that are so, so bad. But there's always an expert on set for something that's even like completely out there. I don't know. I have to do some research on this, but that's what I was told. I have a hard time believing it, but apparently there are people who are maybe making a very fine living off of being experts on totally BS movies. I had no idea. Sodium, sir, fun fact science. What do you have for us?
Sodium.
For our element of the day.
So, element of the day.
Element honestly, of the day.
I think there's so much that's really cool about sodium. And like, honestly, it's one of these metals that when you see it as a metal form, it's just totally disconnected from what you're used to seeing. When you think of sodium, you think of salt, right?
Right.
But yeah, sodium in its metal form doesn't actually, like in its free metal form, doesn't actually occur naturally on Earth. So we have to prepare it. When we actually get it in its metal form, it's super reactive. So you expose it to oxygen, it'll just go, just like very, very reactive. But honestly, I think one of the coolest things about sodium is the way that it's just super important for our bodies to function. So in terms of like regulating our blood pressure, and just like how we need it to function on a daily basis. That to me is just my fun fact. And I think it's super interesting about sodium.
I did not know that we had to produce it in such a manner, but it's so important to us. And that seems almost evolutionarily confusing, right?
And when you get it, you have to keep it in oil or something, because if it comes into contact with water, it explodes.
Oh,
pure sodium, which
pure sodium,
luckily,
yeah,
as
yeah, not said, not your table, not NaCl. Yes,
no,
no, that's the boring stuff. and actually, you're wearing a shirt, Benjamin, that my son has as well, which is also sort of a cheesy one-liner kind of thing that says, never trust an atom, they make up everything. My son has that shirt too, and he goes around and he'll like say that to everyone. He's like, look at my shirt, never trust an atom, it makes up everything.
Awesome.
gotta start him young. What do you have, Benjamin, for our science, actually science?
This is our sodium episode, so if all goes according to plan, it should be airing October 22nd. And so happy October 22nd astronaut birthday to Donald Peterson, who flew on the very first flight of Space Shuttle Challenger. And happy scientist birthday to Clinton Davison, the American physicist who shared the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1937 for discovering that electrons behave both as waves and as particles. Those are the birthdays we got today.
I love that.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Speaking of Nobel, the Nobel Prize in Physics was actually just announced. I'm not sure if you guys got a chance to see that.
I did.
Very excited. That
I think there's a couple that have been announced now, right?
Mm-hmm. I definitely saw chemistry.
Genetics for decoding the genes of a Neanderthal?
Yeah.
Or,
It was decoding. Yeah, it was figuring out the genetic, code of.
The genome, sorry.
The genome, of
Neanderthals. And some quantum physics nerd guy.
Some quantum nerdy crap that none of us understand, but.
Nah, nobody understands quantum stuff. Ant-Man, that's about it.
A friend of mine, who's a quantum physicist, wrote a book recently. The title pretty much sums it up, and the title is Quantum Bullshit. So let's just go with that.
Oh, my friend is a quantum physicist. Well, my friend is a string theorist, thinks that your quantum physicist friend's a jerk.
I'll keep my opinions on the string theory to myself then.
I don't actually have a string theory friend. I just wanted to sound like I'm important.
I know my friend too. The astrophysicist. It's like Mean Girls where she's like, my dad, the inventor of toaster strudel. Like, that's you right now. My friend, the astrophysicist.
I'm like, what am I meant to do? Like 90% of my friends are physicists.
Yeah, we are a group of nerds here in our own sort of respective circles, but when it comes to like really academia nerdiness, Kavi wins in this circle 100%. We have, you know, as always, our little spiel of where you can find us on our social medias. I actually changed my name on Instagram because I was like, you know, the 22, I feel like I know I changed it. So I did /_case_Sarah. Like, so /case_Sarah. So if you just /case_Sarah, it will come up. So really it's /case_Sarah. So then I didn't have to keep throwing out the 22 because that's the only platform that I had a 22 attached on there. Because someone out there is also /case_Sarah on Instagram. So that name wasn't available. That's why I put the 22 on there. But now I did the underscore so I could drop the 22. So anyway, I'm /case_Sarah on all the platforms. And I have a professional profile on Facebook now. So you can So you can find me either as /case_Sarah on Facebook. Or you can just find me as Sarah Treadwell and likety, whatever you want to do.
Please like the page. Do not attempt to lick the device that you're doing.
I mean, you are welcome to. It's your own device. Do as you will with it. But I'm /case_Sarah everywhere. And you can go to irockspaceradio.com and get free t-shirt, crew club. Now, this is really awkward. It didn't go to poop. It went to lick this time. This episode started out weird. Okay, Kavi, throw out your handles.
You can find me at Fun Fact Science on all of the good platforms, on all of the good places on the interwebs where people like to spend their time.
Benjamin, friendly reminder, we're on the radio, so all your facial expressions are coming over to us, but no one else out there sees us.
I have a face for radio. You can find me and all the social network things under Science Actually, or Actually Science. And you can lick the screen when you look at my stuff. Tell me if it makes your screen taste like grape.
Like grape?
Grape.
Grape.
Okay. I want people licking screens. That's it. That's what I want. It's grape flavored. Let me know if it tastes like cherry after I adjust it.
Scratch and sniff phones. This is my new invention. Or scratch and lick phones.
Scratch and lick phones.
Oh, yeah. No. Gotta lick them. Sarah started it. I'm bringing
scratch
it.
And lick. This is a good segue to science fiction. Let's do it. I actually randomly had a conversation with someone in the grocery store. First of all, have you guys ever been stopped by people and...
I've been in the grocery store. Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that, first of all. They will... They believe in some kind of conspiracy theory-esque kind of things. Like if you bring up like, oh, I do stuff in space industry stuff. And then they're like, oh, well, did you know? Blah, blah, blah. So this guy starts going into this whole thing about like that the sun has shifted dramatically in where it rises in relation to one of our streets and something like that. And I was like, well,
it'd be doing
like,
that.
No, no, it's even more than the axis. But anyway, but he was like, he's like, you know what's pretty cool though, is like a lot of the things in science fiction movies are like things that are like real now. And I said, yeah, I actually agree with that, because think of your cell phone that you can lick, and how Star Trek pretty much kind of predicted those with their communicators that they would flip open. I mean, we don't have those flip phones anymore, but for a little while, there was definitely a time where it was almost the same. And it was very Star Trek-esque. And I actually was thinking about kind of in the same, like I think a lot about my children and how if they watch those old episodes of Star Trek now, they'd be like, okay. You know, like that wouldn't strike them as like, whoa, technology. Because they've always had cell phones and me talking on speakerphone like this, or, you know, holding it from my mouth. Holding it for my, God, you guys, I give up. Okay, so I give up.
speaking of sci-fi, today's please. Episode will be speaking about sci-fi, and not just about licking devices.
Yes, we will. We're going to talk about sci-fi and some of the shows that have strongly, I guess, influenced us. And I guess we should start with that. Benjamin, you listed in the thread of discussing what we were going to talk about in this episode, you listed the Voyager Furthest from Space documentary, which is one of the most impactful documentaries on my life, because I really didn't know much about the Voyager missions until I watched that. And it I sincerely cried realizing that I was alive at the end of those missions, and I had no idea that those crafts existed.
Those are great. It was a great documentary. I couldn't recommend it more highly. It's available for free if you go to PBS's website. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it is a beautiful documentary in which they interview the people who planned the Voyager missions, the people who built the Voyager, some of the shortcuts they took to get Voyager built on time, to some of the what they thought were near disaster events of the mission. Like they thought they were going to lose one Voyager during a launch. They thought they were going to lose another Voyager that might have crashed into a part of Saturn's rings at one point. All these little hiccups that happened. And one of the funniest parts about it is the magnitude of this mission and the science behind it and all the information we learned was completely second stage to a simple golden record on the side that all the scientists who worked so hard were so jealous of this stupid gold record on the side of the craft, which had so much importance, but they were the ones who worked so hard.
Right.
Once you planned all these cameras and sensors and antennas and a power source, and all of it didn't matter in the news because there was beautiful message in the bottle being sent out. It was a beautiful documentary, and I highly recommend everyone watch it right now. Right now.
Right now. Go.
Right now.
Right now. Right now. Well, I'm going to actually, we'll go to our first break and we'll talk just a little bit more about what TV shows we like, where the science was done right, was fairly represented. And then we're going to go where it goes wrong after that. So we'll go to our break. Please lick your screen while you're waiting. great. Let us know if it tastes like cherry or
grape.
What was the other? Grape?
Grape.
Was it
grape? Definitely
cherry
grape.
And grape? Okay. Grape. Let
if it
us know.
Like grape, it's good. If it's like cherries, we got a problem.
What's the science behind that?
What a good podcast to end to ask that on.
We'll be right back. You I feel so awkward in this one. You are listening to the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds. I think we're all space nerds. Kavi and Benjamin here on iRock Space Radio.